the minute impossible. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to investigate with us the Mission Impossible franchise 1 minute at a time. I'm Chris.
It's Friday. I'm Jonathan.
I'm Tabitha.
And I'm Jonathan.
Do you ever hear my kid in the background just go, it's Thursday. It's radio. Shush.
Nobody knows what day it is. Thursday. We're all lost.
I know what day. I know that this is coming out on a Friday. When it comes out, I won't notice that it came out. It will just have come out. But yeah, this is the ending of our first month of the show. We're super excited. We're actually going to be start releasing soon. So the panic of getting this done will start setting in. And that all too familiar, oh my God, we have to record this week. Otherwise, we will let down our fans. We'll start occurring. And I'm super excited just, you know, to feel any sort of emotion, whether negative, positive. I don't care at this point. I just want to.
I'm excited for our fan.
We have hundreds of listeners. Hundreds.
Hey, is that our fan?
We have thousands. Hey, is that our fan? Hey, so you a big That Thing You Do fan?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Love that movie.
Exactly. Love yep. that movie. Hey, it's our fan.
Hey, isn't that our fan? Are you guys the O'Neaters? No, it's the Wonders.
The Wonders.
You mean the guys that played the other night? Yes.
Hey, it's the O'Netters.
Okay. All right, we are in minute 12. I don't remember if I actually said last minute that we were in minute 11. That was minute 11. This is minute 12. It was so low key that I think we all lost the will to explain things anymore.
And we're only 12 minutes into the movie. Look.
Well, hey, Chris, it's only uphill from here, remember? I don't.
I don't. No,
I don't remember.
I really don't.
Actually, I have watched this recently, and it's not uphill. It's just a steady plane. It's just a steady line across.
There's a scene where they're
Era,
in
the, that's called being consistent.
They're right, in the Vatican at one point, right?
I don't know.
Think. Maybe. Maybe. We'll find out. I can't wait. Serious.
I know.
Well, that you know, you smell that. When you smell the Vatican, you're going to smell Father David. He's going to be in here. He's been on like some like 9-month sabbatical where he hasn't talked to anybody. So, and then he does it during quarantine. So... So joke's on you, Padre. We've all done that. So not so impressive anymore, is it? That's right. I'm calling you out, Father David. Okay, I may fall down tomorrow and because retribution from the Lord on high will smote me in some way. But he's not like that anymore. I've read the New Testament, even though I'm now Jewish. It's all cool now. New Testament stuff, much nicer guy. Much nicer. He smote a lot more in the Old Testament. A lot more. More of a smoter. Speaking of being smote, the camera is smote 5 seconds after John says it is going to self-destruct. Let's talk about this. This is a Ben Burtt level sound. If you isolated this noise of the thing poofing, for lack of a better term, it poofs. Mm-hmm. Would you know this was a Mission Impossible movie thing exploding?
No.
I would. I would be no. like... That I'm like, that's a thing with film. Something with film just blew up. Because it's always the same sound. It's always a... I don't know what it is. I wish I had like the behind the scenes that told me like, it's probably something weird, like, you know, sticking your hand into a plate of lasagna or something that makes this noise. But something I would never put together. But I'm wondering what it is. Like, how do you get that sound? It's this wonderfully... Like, it doesn't make a crackling noise like a fire makes. It just makes a, I don't know, an incendiary puff noise, poof noise. I love it. Love it. Who's with me?
No, I like it.
You all look at me blankly.
No, I do like it. And I like the look of the smoke coming up from it. It's kind of cool. Apparently, it's not burning because he keeps holding on to it.
You just let the magic smoke.
That's a nice shot. I like that shot of him that push in on that nice shot, JJ.
Yeah.
Nice shot, JJ. Thank you. All right,
so. Second unit.
Yeah, and they start
damn
to
it.
They start to play like some, you know, some Mission Impossible music during that, mm-hmm. and you feel like you're finally on the adventure now. I'm going on
that
an adventure.
Mission Impossible oboe. It was Mission Impossible oboe. Like it's that like little doo-doo-doo.
Yeah. Just really gentle. That matches
Jonathan,
the smoke.
Do you play the oboe?
No.
All right. Well, fine. You kind of turned it up last year with the accordion, but if you're not going to branch out, all right. I mean, you've literally had nothing to do for the past 3 months. You could have easily taken up
That's
the oboe.
That's true. I've been busy.
I know you've been busy. I'm just making fun of you.
I'm as jealous of the rest of the world that's just sitting there going, I don't have any more movies to watch. And I'm like, shut up.
Yeah. Well, you're all caught up on your podcast while the rest of us are so far behind, we don't know what to do with ourselves. The great re-listening of all these podcasts, when whatever happens, happens, and we all get back to something that is, you know, more normal and have like an actual commute, I have a feeling I'd be like, man, our numbers are really like just running sky high. Awesome.
Yeah.
So everyone's like, oh my God, I'm gonna have to binge everything. I have two shows I have to binge. You know that I have not finished what has been done up to this date of Indiana Jones Minute because I'm just like, if I finish it, then I'm just gonna be mad that they're on hiatus. So it's better just to not be caught up. I'm like four away and I'm like, I'm not gonna listen to them.
Well,
wait till they come back.
Get caught up because when they come back, we are on their first episode back. Their first two episodes.
Ooh. Exclusive.
Yeah.
That is an exclusive. Well, I don't know.
We're on the first two episodes.
When this comes out, may be exclusive. It may not. We'll find out.
I think I was on one of their last episodes before hiatus.
Yeah, you ruined the show. I talked to Pete about it. He hated your episode. He said you sucked and that you were so bad that they just all said, God, I hate this. I don't ever want to do it
again. That is not true at all.
I'm the worst.
I heard your episode, Chris. Oh, we did talk about your episode that you were on, Mission, whatever it is, Indiana Jones Minute. Yeah. You said some very complimentary things about me, and I don't know how to feel about that. I just want you to know that. You were very classy, and I was like, man, I would have just drugged Chris all through the mud, and you were just so nice.
Well,
and
that's
like,
what makes me better than you, Jonathan.
I'd say he's the better guy, Jonathan.
He is the better guy. That's fine. That's fine. But yeah, go listen to Indiana Jones Minute.
Got to stand up for my boys, man. I don't have a lot of boys, so you know. Okay. I got it.
Well, you got to know, if you know me, if any of you know, those of you that know me, and if you don't, if you're listening, you don't know me.
What?
I only kid. It was that made a lot of sense to somebody. If you know me, you know that I only kid the people that I like. And I don't kid people. I ignore you if I don't like you. So if I've never talked to you, read the writing on the wall. I guess it's the airing of grievances in this episode. I've decided I'm going to come out and tell everybody, if I don't talk to you, it's because I don't like you.
Or give you a little,
but if I
make
fun of
boyo.
You, I like you. No, up high, broski.
Broski.
He said boyo. Hiya, boyo.
He's talking in Jar Jar Binks speak.
Maybe that's your new character that you're bringing to the show this episode. Maybe that's his catchphrase.
John Binks.
I don't know.
Hello, boyos.
Hello, boyos.
I don't want to continue that.
So much laughing.
I will redact
week.
That.
It's so nice.
And we are laughing. We are laughing.
Laughing's great. Well, to be fair, the Carlisles have not had time to come on. We've been doing some late night get-togethers, and Tabitha, and I asked once, and Tabitha goes, I'm going to sleep. I will not be on.
I seriously thought about it, and then I laid there, and I was like, no, I need to sleep. And I
did.
Nice
at night?
It is nice to laugh. It is nice to laugh. Well, also, my time's all messed up, Jonathan, because
it was like 11:30
I wake up later now.
Something.
I don't wake up. Are you an early riser right now, Jonathan, still?
Yeah, I'm still getting up at 10 to 6 a.m.
No.
I get up at like 8:30.
If it helps, I get up 5 hours after you now. But I also go to bed really late now. I've time shifted later. So I'm up till 1 o'clock in the morning just like,
Jonathan's
let's
on
go.
Japanese time.
I work in the Dow. And the Asian markets. No, I don't do that. I work for a website company. So, I mean, it's just weird. My time shifting is insane.
No, and that you had said, that we're having, you know, we're talking now. It was actually a night where I was going to get some sleep because that's the way I've been. Like, last night I went to bed at 1:30 recently. There was like 3 in the morning or 2. And I'm just like, man, what is going on? I am staying up way too late. I gotta.
Knowing that, I will hit you up more. I will hit you up more. I'm just doing this in front of Jonathan. Jonathan, there's nothing involved in this. I'm just asking your wife if she wants to hang out with us on a chat channel. That's not weird, right? Especially when I say it out loud.
Not at all.
No, it's not weird that I just ignore you guys, right?
Right. That he's just snoring next to me while we're chatting.
Shirtless.
Shirtless. Segue into the movie. Shirtless. sleeping.
You did it. You did it. This is how this is exactly how Jonathan Carlyle sleeps when I see him on camera, because sometimes Tabitha will pan over to him, his sleeping form. He is shirtless in bed with his giant man pecs and beautifully sculpted body. It's glorious. What can you say?
Yeah.
And so is Ethan at this point.
But I have my clothes on when we're chatting, unlike this.
Yes, always.
Always.
So do I. I mean, Jonathan, I always have my clothes on, just so you know.
At least a shirt.
At least a shirt. hand to God, always a shirt. Always a shirt.
Hand in pants. Always a shirt.
No. Hand in pants.
Chris, so while you're having these conversations, is there anyone that says, like, am I ready?
It's Dave Palace.
That's Dave Palace. But he says that to everybody. So.
Exactly.
But yeah, he's in bed with his wife. He's having a dream, and he kind of wakes up from that dream. And all we hear is, am I ready, Ethan? Again, is this an ex-girlfriend? What are we talking about here? He hears Ferris say his name, and he wakes up and he's troubled. I assume he's told someone he's going on this trip. There's no verification that he has called in and said, I have accepted the mission. They never do that. Have you ever noticed? There's never an accept or not accept button.
Right.
Before you choose. They just assume you're going to choose it.
Yeah.
Do you think there's, like, out there, they just plan all this stuff and everybody's where they need to be until they show up or don't show up?
Probably.
Yeah, the mission only happens without them.
Yeah, they're just like, okay, so Wheels up at sunrise, and they're just like, well, the sun's risen. He's not here. I guess we'll just leave.
Well, I mean, the way he said it, that it seemed like the team was going regardless of whether Ethan was there or not, you know?
Well, the problem was it's April, and he didn't know, am I waiting till Easter? That's like a week away. Like, the sun is risen. Which sun was he talking about? Did I miss it? Am I late? Do I have to wait till next year? Are we doing it next year? Is it 360 days away? Damn it.
Are we going to Addis Ababa, Mr. Luthor?
Mr. Luthor. Sleeping. And that's where at second 32 of this minute, we barely hear any more words for the next 25 seconds. Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
They're doing Thetan talking.
They're eating Thetan.
Eating Thetan.
Obviously, the party went well. They both sleep El Bafo. Nice job to everyone. Hmm. Congrats. Congrats on a love life. I wonder if that annoying sister is staying on a cot in the living room.
Well, she's pregnant.
I hated her.
All I know is Julia is really forgiving, because he was gone for quite a bit of the party. And you'd think that she would be a little miffed at him, but she doesn't seem to be.
Chris, are you talking to someone?
No.
I keep hearing someone saying things like this. Did you not hear that?
No.
Okay.
Was that the people in your basement?
No. No, I know, for reals. I was hearing I swear to God, I was hearing someone underneath talking.
Nobody's here with me.
Am I ready?
That's weird.
Am I ready? All right, go on. I'm sorry. Yeah, she is being very accommodating. It took you 45 minutes to get ice, and you smell like smoke when you came inside.
Right.
Are you a secret smoker, Ethan? You are.
All my friends left, including the big guy, my naked brother, my annoying sister.
And that Greg Gunberg guy.
And Geg Gunberg. Everyone left, and no one had ice.
Everybody that won a bet with J.J. Abrams left.
No. Yeah, well, some people have hit the lottery with J.J. Abrams. They're just always going to be in their movies forever. Ugh. Do you think he is still weighing whether he's going to go, and it's not until he says, hey, I forgot to tell you, I have work? Do you think until that moment he did not decide?
I think until he had this
weird
dream, he didn't
weird
decide.
Weird dream, yeah.
So something is motivating him to go. All right. Mm-hmm. And that's fine. The motivation for it, I think we talked about this last week halfway through, that I didn't remember these scenes dragging, but they drag. I really want him. All I want him to be is at that IMF office or with the team doing stuff.
It's taking a long time to get there.
I love the office stuff. I think this is also the time of the show, The Office. So Office Life was very big. People enjoyed seeing that kind of, you know, cut of Americana. Like, oh, what does a CIA agent do when they're at the office? Is there bureaucracy? Yes.
Yeah.
I love that part of this movie. Because speaking of lighting, you guys are talking about the weird lights that are on them at the 7-Eleven. It's so stark white when we get to the IMF offices. It's like, oh my God, everything's gray, but somehow it's also bright. So I'm excited to get there. But yeah, it's this is a scene where we're moving into the next few minutes will be him getting back with the team. So he's giving a flimsy excuse and leaving her. And I assume this is the first time he has. Is this okay? You tell me, guys. Is this the first time he has openly lied about a mission because he has just been training since he met Julia? Is that what you think?
Yes.
Okay. So he has been a trainer this whole time. So he's lying about his job, but he's not been like going on covert operations.
I think so. I would say I don't think it's the first lie because I think he's lying about his job. But
right.
He seems...
But he goes to it during the day and then comes home from it at night in a normal fashion. There's never a, oh, I got to go to Baltimore.
Right. Yep. And he probably has to lie about his past.
Sure.
To her.
Yeah. Well, is it? Well, we now know. I mean, well, we're going to learn his mother and uncle are, I believe, dead. I think everyone in his family is dead.
That's because convenient.
From the first movie, the Uncle Phil and the mom, who they used as collateral.
Yeah.
The CIA, they're gone, I believe. Because they the crappy sister does say, you know, oh, Ethan, you don't have anybody. Thanks for bringing that up. Thanks for bringing up my pain in front of everyone, but yeah. So I don't know. Yeah, I we're at a point where this is a good place to stop for this minute. If you have any more notes, please go for
it. Only when Ethan wakes up from his dream, and then when he lays back down, that's it. Reminds me of a commercial. I can't remember if it's like a Serta commercial or something. He makes a move. His arms are out or something, and he's falling backwards. And it reminds me of some bed commercial where like someone's falling into like the softness of their bed.
Does he do that? Do his arms go up when he goes backwards?
Yeah.
Because
he's going back into like cuddle position?
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. He does. That's the Ethan move. The hand on the head is the Ethan move for pain. It's obviously the Tom Cruise move because remember in Mission Impossible 2 on the beach fight? Oh, I know what the whispering is. It's Tom Cruise talking in the movie.
Oh.
I still have the sound on. Oh, my God. I'm insane.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, hey.
Like, guys, you're not hearing this?
Side note, I went back and looked at his garage, and he does have like a dirt bike type bike because it has a number 15 on the front of it.
He's
like
got two of them.
And yeah. Is that other one?
They're both numbered 15?
Is that other one a dirt bike or a mountain bike?
He's got a doggy in there.
Oh, he does That's have the dog a dog he took in
to,
there.
That was driving him to 7-Eleven.
Yeah, he did take a dog to 7-Eleven.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah. Well, maybe him and Julia
the dog
go
drove
out
him to 7-Eleven, guys.
Do like motocross.
That's right.
Racing together.
Wait, does he have to kill the dog now because the dog saw the?
Ugh! Don't.
The dog knows too
That's
much.
Horrible.
Yes.
Don't even.
It's not horrible. He just you put the little ocular thing up to the dog. The dog sees it in black and white, which is already gray, so it's fine. The dog loses its memory, and then he slowly chokes it.
Like an I'm a Legend.
I was like on board for a moment. I was like, oh, he'll just lose his memory for a little bit. And then just took it a dark path.
Where's the dog? Oh, I took him up to my friend's house. It's on a farm upstate.
We're out of ice
That's
and we're out
point.
Of dog.
I fed him chocolate Scientology ice
I'm
going
to go to the 7-Eleven and get more dog. Unfortunately, I let the dog eat chocolate ice cream. Yeah, he's dead.
He ate the Scientology.
Jonathan, you brought up a point. Do you think they ride together? I think that was you. Did you say that or is that Chris?
I said maybe that him and Julia ride motocross together, bikes, since they have two.
Well, that is adorable. Remember, he said she likes adventure. So maybe that is something. Maybe that's his way of getting his like kicks.
Well, didn't they say something about mountain climbing together or something like that?
Yep.
Yeah.
They mountain climbing on that mountain that they bring up.
That they met at or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, say Montanejo or whatever it is.
Okay, so yeah, they might go. They probably do go out riding dirt bikes together.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Seems maybe, dangerous to me, but
maybe
I don't
they
want...
maybe they met because they did a little motorcycle jump hug, like in.
Yeah, I was gonna say he's like okay, so you go to one side of the beach, I'll go to the other side, and we ride to each other.
Trust me,
jump at each
I've
other.
Done it before.
It was such
work.
A good feeling. I have to do it again.
It's gonna work.
We have to. He's become addicted to it. Oh, we have to do it again.
I love the way our bodies feel when they hit each other at 30 miles an hour.
Like, maybe you can put this sausage in your pants because you just don't feel like Ambrose.
Oh, okay. It took me a second. Like, wait, what?
Maybe that's how he.
I thought maybe that was for the dog. That's how they met the dog. She had a sausage in her pants.
Here, wear this denim suit for me. Very specific, Ethan.
Yeah,
I brought a mask for you too.
This is what you wear in motocross. You wear a denim suit.
Is this a mask? Yeah. Just put it on. Put it on. It'll change. And the voice thing. Now we're good.
Is this a Band-Aid? No, it's not a Band-Aid.
Just put it on your throat. This is really weird, Ethan. Shh. You won't remember any of this tomorrow.
I got a camera. I'm going to show you after this. And don't worry. It'll all make sense.
Exactly.
He's just been flashing her with the camera thing for years.
Exactly.
To get through his weird kinks.
Aww,
oh man, we talked about in the last movie that was the last time we were going to see him in bed with a woman, and I apologize, he is in a bed with a woman right now because I forgot about this movie. Yeah. Can we say definitively that this is the last time that he's in bed with a woman, ?
I think so. The rest of them is
at least
just
so far
so much action that there's no time for cuddling.
It's not the last time he kisses a woman though.
At the end
I say that to Chris so often. No time for cuddling. Too much action.
It's fine. I'll go cuddle with JJ and John and Brian.
That's fine. You can be the big spoon. All right. So, guys, you get to be in one of our new segments. It's called Fan Fiction Can't Fight the Fiction. Here's our theme song.
You can't fight the fiction.
All right, so everyone needs to put on their thespian hats.
Okay.
I say we're going to read from the Mission Impossible 3 book, Chapter 1 by Dancing Bohemian. This is Uncertain Beginnings. Guys, we're going to finish the first chapter today.
Ooh.
When last we left off, a woman had called Ethan into the bedroom after he'd gotten home. We don't know what's going to happen. She did say bed yes, sleep no. I believe we had Liz read that. And Liz kind of knocked it out of the park. So you get to decide what part you want to play. If Jonathan wants to be the woman, cool. That's whatever you want to be. But if Tabitha wants to be the woman, she can also be the woman. I am usually the stage directions. I read all the stuff that's not in quotes.
Okay.
And do you guys want to try this?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I'll be the, do you want me to be the woman, Jonathan? Or are you really wanting to be the woman?
I mean, I didn't have much time to want it, but I was beginning to want it.
You can have it. I can be the man. You can be the woman. We'll
right.
shake it up.
All right.
Well, okay.
All right.
And Chris, you're going to watch from afar?
Yes.
Okay.
I like to watch.
Okay.
Okay.
Go
now I'm really creepy.
Go on.
No, that's not creepy. All right. She barely heard the high, frequent chirps of the communication station over her own laughter. Scraping the slop from her face. Guys, this is the beginning of a paragraph. I don't know what. Okay.
What slop?
Scraping the slop from her face. She calls out.
I'll be right back. Don't you dare try to cook without me. You're simply awful at it.
She grinned down at her ruined clothes and made her way to the control room, careful not to shed food onto the floor coverings. Okay. That's not a sentence. careful not to shed food onto the floor coverings. The floor coverings. Does she mean rug?
I think so.
Carpet? Floor covering. Have you ever called anything a floor covering?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Just
her smile
everywhere.
Faded. Her smile faded.
Ethan.
His muscular form filled the doorway. I'm so glad Tabitha's playing this. The muscular form filled the doorway. From the odd lines crisscrossing his shirt, it was obvious that he too had attempted to dislodge food from himself. Okay. I think they mean that he had food in or around his shirt. What they're insinuating, though, is he had food in himself. Obviously, they've had hanky-panky with food, and she's trying to write it sexy, and it is not coming over across that way.
Like, he just dropped a deuce or something? No.
Yes, that is what it, going to the bathroom is dislodging food from himself. That's what I say.
Oh, I thought excuse he was me, choking everyone. On food. Okay, I'm going to play it like he was
excuse me, everyone.
Choking.
I must leave and get ice and go dislodge food from myself. Oh, okay.
On the floor coverings.
Okay, I'll play it like he was choking on food. What is it?
He asked, sheer happiness, still brightening his eyes. You know, I'd like a reread on that. I'm going to go back as like kind of like a director of audio plays. I feel like that if you have sheer happiness, it needs to be... Coughing's fine.
All right,
that
all
choice,
right, all right.
But it needs
sheer
to
happiness.
Be happier.
Okay.
Okay, I need sheer all right. happiness.
All right. What is it?
He asked, sheer happiness, still brightening his eyes.
Ethan, you'd better read it.
Are you doing Catherine Hepburn?
I don't know.
Is that what it is?
Maybe.
Okay, well, that's what it sounds like. It's pretty good.
Mrs. Doubtfire. He's doing Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, Mrs. Featherbottom. All right.
Maybe a little...
Looking from her?
What's
it's from Master of Disguise.
Yeah. We're never going to have babies.
All right.
Looking from her to the computer screen, he stepped closer to scan the message.
Damn. Yeah. The simplicity of the word.
No.
What?
That's all you
what
get.
Is that word?
That's not your line.
No, that's
that
me. I get
line.
To read that.
That is my line.
The simplicity of the word belayed the force behind it. You still
oh,
there?
Belayed.
Belayed.
Belayed. I've never said no, that belayed. Word before in my life. Okay. So is that my line?
To blade.
No, that's not in quotes. You just say damn.
Oh. Oh, got it. The quote was so close to the that I thought it was all one thing.
Yeah, it's just, that's just bad punctuation by the author. Yep.
All right. Damn.
Now you sound like Luther. Damn.
Damn.
The simplicity of the word belayed the force behind it.
Looks like he won't be getting much of a break after all.
They promised me at least 2 weeks off. Not that it's enough, but it's something.
Not anymore.
She said softly. He sighed.
I'm sorry. But you know I don't have a choice. This isn't exactly a 9-to-5 job.
I know.
The tone of her voice seemed to imply something, but he wasn't sure what. So we let it drop. And I guess us as the reader also are letting that drop. Because we don't talk about it again.
Is this my line?
No, I think
this, I don't know.
I think this is me. I think this is me. You go on back to the kitchen. I'm just going to read this and report back.
She nodded and left him alone. He clicked a few buttons on the screen and initiated the reply sequence. A few minutes later, there was a knock at his door. He opened it, took the package from the man in the suit, and carried it back to the office. Inside was a headset with a small glass screen attached to the right eye. Holy crap, it's a Google Glass. I did not,
Google
did not
Glass.
Think... Sponsored by Google Glass. Ethan, put it on. Chris, why don't you be the voice of the tape?
Hello, Mr. Hunt.
Oh, goodness.
Very nice.
Though he'd only heard it once or twice before, Ethan immediately recognized Manning's voice.
Your mission, should you choose to accept it.
Oh, that is the end of that chapter, or that part paragraph. I know it makes no sense.
And scene.
He basically got a message, but it'll all make sense because this next one is they're at the meeting that he's going to for this mission, okay? See, none of these things have, like, this is one chapter, but there's no, like, subhead, so we have no idea what happens from moment to moment.
I didn't really understand my motivation in that.
Well, we'll work on it in this one. Well, no, we won't, because you're not in this. No. Never mind. You're done. It's a wrap.
I realized he sounded like Harvey Korman in that Star Wars Holiday Special.
Yes.
And that's what he sounded like.
I don't know.
In a rather...
I told you to get back to the kitchen, and that seems...
All right.
That seems not nice.
Okay. sheer happiness. I'm going to dislodge this. Oh, just passed a gourd.
Dislodge my floor coverings.
In a rather needlessly large conference room on the sixth floor of the IMF headquarters, a weird detail to add, Ethan sat at an oval table of rich cherry wood. On his left, at the head of the table, it's an oval table. There is no head, you idiot. Was Russell Manning, a tall man on the shy side of 60. Oh, we're being coy. With a build that told of his active youth. So he's swole. Russell Manning, a.k.a. Chris Ramirez, is swole.
He
was one of the agents of IMF. Not the IMF. At IMF. Or would have been if he hadn't botched just one mission. One very important mission. So wait, he's not a legend? Because he botched a mission? Okay. After that, he'd been politely, quietly asked to take a desk job. Still, he earned quite a lot of respect and commanded it efficiently. So basically, we're going to build him up, tear him down, and then build him up again. Opposite of Ethan sat George McIntyre, a fellow mission agent. Oh, Carlisle, you may get another voice. George McIntyre, a fellow mission agent, known for his successful ops and even more successful love life.
Whoa.
Ooh. Jonathan. Wow. While Ethan may not have found the thick black hair or thin-rimmed glasses attractive, he appreciated the well-defined muscles and sharp mind for details.
There are a lot of muscles in this chapter.
Sure.
From
is.
A professional point of view, of
muscles
course,
impossible.
Both were great assets in a mission part. He's trying to say partner. He says mission partner.
It's a two-parter.
Ethan cleared his throat.
So what exactly are we waiting for?
Manning smiled, pouring himself a glass of water.
The third member of your team.
Surprised, Ethan tilted his head.
Third? I wasn't aware there was going to be anyone else. Who is he?
Manning's smile widened.
It's not a he.
Ethan shot a look at George.
Hear that, Mac? IMF's actually providing you with the... Oh, no, wait. Yeah, that's me. Sorry.
Yeah.
Hear that, Mac? IMF's actually providing you with the girl this time.
He chuckled and shook his head.
Is that me now?
Yes. Obviously.
No, I don't think so. Not her.
Yeah, you're a total lady killer.
It's the glasses.
Everyone's just going to have to decide which, none of the rest of the lines, it seems like lots of people are talking, but I can't tell who's who, so you just decide which one it's you. And yeah, there's some back and forth.
Okay. You know who it is? What's the problem? She's not your type?
Oh, no, she's my type. Beautiful, clever, skilled.
Breathing?
Ethan offered. All three laughed. George.
Oh, is that me?
Yeah, that's you.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. That too.
George admitted.
Unfortunately, she's already taken.
Has that ever stopped you before?
First time for everything.
Oh? Well then, I'll assume whoever it is quite the guy if he's got you keeping your distance.
George shrugged, just like the rest of us.
You'll understand when she gets here.
Oh-ho, so I do know her.
Oh-ho!
Oh-ho!
Ethan laughed.
Boys, you've built up quite a mystery with this.
Because that's how Ethan talks. Exactly. Boys, chummos!
Hey-o.
I say, chummos. Manning stood.
Well, the mystery's about to be solved.
He motioned with his head to the entrance across the room. Still laughing, Ethan swiveled. Casual. Wait. Okay. Ethan stops laughing. Ethan swiveled casually in his chair and prepared to find out who the woman was, because that's how eyeballs work.
Yes.
But he wasn't prepared enough. He nearly choked when she closed the door quietly behind her and walked to stand beside George, dressed in pinstripe gray slacks and a navy blue camisole. You can tell this is written by a woman. She made a stunning image with her hair draped over her shoulders. Her radiant smile boomed, spread to her beautiful eyes. Those beautiful eyes he knew so well.
Naya?
Bum, bum, bum.
That's the end of Uncertain Beginnings. Do you know what the next chapter's called? Naya makes a friend. Naya makes a friend.
Are you serious?
I am serious. And unfortunately, this next chapter is the last chapter of this book. So it's really not a book. It's a short story.
It's a short two chapters.
But don't worry, there are other fan fictions to fight the friction about. So we don't worry. Don't worry. So thank you, Carl Isles, for being on for that. Tech of the Week has become a loosely done thing now that we have this new bit. It's 37 minutes in. Let's do quick Tech of the App. So let's jump in there real quick. Here we go. Oh, hold on. Wait, let me move this carrot. Okay, now we can go. All right.
We made it.
Hey, Jonathan, can you come out of the kitchen for 5 seconds and help us with this?
Sure. I forgot which voice I was doing.
Yeah, I forgot what the voice sounded like. You sounded more like this.
That's right. I had many sandwiches to make.
Yes. For Ethan, for his day job. All right, so tech of the app. Let's do a real quick, no explanation. Just tell me what your tech of the week was.
Floor coverings.
Well, okay, yeah, I'm good with that. No explanation needed. Thank you very much. Chris.
The tech that made the dog sit still so long in the garage.
That's fear, Chris, because he's going to die soon. Yes. Jonathan Carlisle. Doggy.
I tech of the week, I got to go back to the Baby Ruth parachutes.
Baby Ruth parachutes. And I'm going with the camera because no one else did. And we have to have, because that's going to be on the shirt, so got to do it.
So, Scientophagy. Yeah, that's the tech of the week.
Oh, Scientophagy is Scientophagy. Well, my wonderful wordplay doesn't get a tech of the app.
And that's a shame.
It's just something we should remember. But yeah, thank you guys for being on this week. It's been super fun. It's always fun to have you guys on.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks for having us. It was so fun to talk with you guys again. It's been so long.
Yeah, it has been so long.
Yeah.
So long.
Speaking of things that are long, hiatuses. Jonathan, you have a podcast, and it's coming back someday.
Someday. Yeah, no.
Question mark.
It's a UHF 60 Second. We had a lot of fun doing it so far, and...
And then you stopped having fun, so you stopped making episodes.
That's right. No, actually, we still have, like, multiple episodes recorded that we just haven't edited or released, so we have a nice little buffer just waiting out there in the ether. And we had some guests that we recorded with that have kind of like moved on, and it'll be interesting if we but like moved on to other things, and it'll be interesting if we when we release them, it'll be like, hey. Remember when we did the thing? Like, we're just going to tag you here, and they'll be like, holy, that was like 3 years ago.
Well, that's awesome. Maybe we can do more of a Way to Dune Minute style. Will it be before Way to Dune Minute comes out or after Way to Dune Minute comes out?
We might be fighting for that, I guess, at this point. I don't know.
The answer is always before. Just so you know, it's a trick question. The answer is your podcast that, but will definitely come out before.
Our track record isn't so great, so I don't know.
I think they're going to wait a Dune Minute. It's going to wait until the actual new Dune movie comes out.
Nope.
On video.
It's going to be further than that. Oh, video. God. It's before
the sequel.
They're going to wait on the remake of this version of Dune.
Oh, man.
It's going to be a while.
I don't know. We recorded for Rocky Minute recent. Not recently. Months ago. A long time ago. We're waiting for Rocky Minute to come out. And when it does, you can find us on Rocky Minute.
Season 3.
Yeah, season 3 of Rocky Minute.
I can't wait. I know I'm not getting to record yet because I picked my minutes 3 years ago, and I cannot wait to get to them.
We had a lot of fun recording with them. That was a lot of fun. Looking forward to
it. It is a good show. Doug and Jay are good guys.
Yeah. Yep, they are. Yeah.
All right. Well, cool. Do you want to promote your other podcast? Do you want to promote that at all?
No, not yet. It's not out.
Okay. So, all right.
Someday I'll have a podcast.
All right. Someday you will have a podcast, and it will be great. Thank you both for being on. We love the Carlisles. Chris, thank you for being on this week.
Of course.
We will see you in 3 days because, you know, I'm on Fridays. It's 2 days until the next episode. Does that make sense? All right. Great. Right. Well, until then, I've been Jonathan.
I've been Chris.
I've been Tabitha.
And I've been Jonathan.
This minute will self-destruct. Scientophagy.
Yum.
Just like Baby Ruth.
See you next time on the show. It's done.
Can it have Baby Ruth in it? Wait, can we go back? Can it have Baby Ruth in it?
Yes.
Like little chunks of Baby Ruth. Absolutely. That's the Eaton Thetans. Our tiny chunks of Baby Ruth. Oh my God, this is going to be so good. We should make this. Jesus. 42 minutes.